Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Craig is looking for a second date update with Allie. Hi, Craig. How are you?
I'm good. Morning.
So you want to tell us how you met Allie and how the first date went, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, the first date was great. I met Allie on Tinder and was just, you know, immediately attracted to her pictures and her profile and everything like that. And so I set up a date. We went for beers and, you know, got along, went back to my place. And that's sort of like my thing.
So say it again. I'm sorry. You went and had beers, and did you say you did go back to your place?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
And going back to my place is sort of my thing. Like, I don't go to the girl's house.
Oh, I see. You want to come back to your place.
Is that because you get tired after and you just want to go to sleep and stay asleep and not have to travel in the morning?
Yes.
There's plenty of good reasons. That's a good one for sure.
Okay.
I've got a nice bed. Like, why not take advantage of it?
But then what happens if you want to kick... I mean, that's a double-edged sword, though, because then what if they don't leave?
Oh, yeah.
Are you good at kicking them out?
I mean, I wouldn't say kicking them out, but yeah. I mean, there's usually like a hookup, but it doesn't always go, you know, to full staying over sex. You can kind of wrap things up if you want to.
Okay. Because I was just going to say, the advantage of being at their place is that you can bail any time. But...
Yeah, that hasn't been a problem. And I was excited this time because, like she's hot.
Yeah.
And so I was glad that things progressed. And, yeah, I mean, hot, like, great smile, blonde hair, not too skinny. And the date went well, too. Like, we have a lot in common. The conversation flowed. We both love being outdoors. I love hiking and biking, and she's into all that stuff. And we were even talking about like future dates we could do, Hocking Hills or going to Kings Island, stuff like that. I guess what I'm saying is, it wasn't just, I mean, she's hot, but it wasn't just that. Like, we had a lot in common, and like the conversation rolled, and the sex was good. The next morning I gave her a kiss. I said I'd call her. She said okay. And I haven't heard anything. I called her the next day, and then I called her after that, and just haven't heard anything.
Okay. So when you realized it didn't look like she was going to call you back, and you thought about it, and you were racking your brain, did you come up with any possible conclusions?
No, it's making me crazy. I mean,
you were that sure?
Well, if getting beers didn't go well, she wouldn't have come back. And if that didn't go well, she wouldn't have stayed the night. And
right.
I mean, they were talking about bailing. She could have bailed at any time, and she didn't. So
It's true.
It's making me crazy.
Okay. We'll take the break, and when we come back, we'll call Allie and see what she thought of you and her night with you, as Second Date Update continues right here at Cincinnati's Q102. Hang on. All right, so Craig goes on a date with Allie. They have a few beers, go back to his place. That's Craig's thing. He likes it when they come over to his place. He doesn't like going to their place. Likes the home field advantage, right, Craig?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
That's pretty risky of you. I'm with Jeff on this. Like, what if you get a clinger that's like, I thought we were going to breakfast. I thought we were going to hang out and do this. You know, that's kind of a risk.
If it gets that far, it's usually fine. You can usually tell a clinger early in the date.
Okay. But you guys have an awful lot in common. She's beautiful. I mean, he kept talking about how hot she is. And the physical chemistry was great. I'm paraphrasing.
The sex is good is what you mean.
That's right. I wasn't going to put it that way, but yes. And Craig can't figure out why she's not returning any of his messages. So if you're ready, Craig, we're just going to call her up, see what she has to say.
Yeah, I want to know.
All right, let's do it.
Hello?
Hello. Can we speak to Allie, please?
Yeah, this is Allie.
Allie, it's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. Hi. How are you this morning?
Jeff and Jen?
From the radio show. How are you?
Yeah, no, I know exactly who you guys are.
Okay. Well, we got you on speakerphone. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Morning.
Hi. You got a few minutes?
Yeah. What is, yeah, definitely.
Well, you're kind of legendary around here.
Oh, boy. Okay. What did I do?
Well, the word on the street is that you are smoking hot.
Well, thank you.
Have a great personality, fun to be around, up for doing all kinds of fun stuff, and for whatever the reason, you've decided not to return any of Craig's messages.
Oh my God, this is like the second date update, right?
It is the second date update. And Craig reached out to us, and he had this wonderful night with you, and he thought for sure you guys would be getting together again soon, at the very least. And you haven't responded to any of his texts or messages, and he's just, he's got nothing.
There's a reason why. Trust me.
There is a reason why?
Oh, yeah. I'm guessing he, like, did not tell you the whole story, because otherwise, I mean, this guy is a real piece of work, let me tell you.
Oh.
I got to hear this.
Same.
Yeah. So, I was leaving his house the next morning after a night of totally forgettable sex. And as I'm leaving, he made me take the morning after pill.
What?
What do you mean he made you take the morning after pill?
Okay, not just that. He had a stash of them in his drawer in his kitchen right next to his forks and knives. And he took one out and put it in his hand, and he handed it to me with a glass of orange juice. Like it was Tylenol.
What?
Well, did he tell you what it was? Did you know at the time what you were taking, or did he try to pass it off like it was a multivitamin or something?
No. He was, like, very upfront about what it was, and I was just in complete shock and, like, did not know what to do. Like, it was so out of left field, and I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it was crazy, but obviously I had the thought that, like, I sure as don't want to end up pregnant with this kid, so I took it right then and there.
Wow.
So you did take it.
Yeah, and then I got the hell out of there. I mean, I've never heard of a guy doing such a thing. Like, it's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm. Wait, so he had a whole stash of them.
I'm being smart.
What did he say?
He said he was being smart. Craig, go ahead.
You say I'm being crazy. I'm being smart. What are you talking about?
I mean, I guess you could call that smart, but it just really felt like I was, like, in some sort of, like, a factory or something. Like, it was just so out of left field, and it just felt, like, inconsiderate. Like, this happens to him all the time. Like,
yeah, wow. Like, you have a whole stash. How many do you keep in the drawer? How often are you bringing women over to spend the night and then giving them pills?
I wasn't even aware, this is how little I know about the morning after pill, that that was an over-the-counter medication.
I think that's a recent development.
Yeah. I would say in, the last year or two?
Oh, is that
oh
right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Inconsiderate. I'm the one paying for it. You just said you didn't want to have my kid. Well, there you go. You're welcome. That was pretty considerate.
Oh, whoa.
What made you... Okay, why did you decide... It's the first time I've ever heard of a man having a stash of morning after pills in a drawer in his kitchen that he hands out to women as they leave their play. So what, you know, I'm assuming that there was birth control that was used of some sort. Has something happened to you? Or why, how did you come up with the idea to have these pills, and why, what is the inspiration for doing it this way?
Do you use do you use condoms and stuff while you're hooking up?
Always use a condom, yeah.
Okay.
But not to brag, I'm good at getting women pregnant. Even with a condom, it's happened a couple times.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're doing this because you've had enough experience to scare the crap out of you that you don't want it to happen again.
Yeah, I don't want it to happen. I don't need to be a dad right now. And, you know, talking about, like, oh, well, how much sex are you having and all that stuff. We both met up on Tinder, and we both went back to a bedroom. So are we saints? I don't know. I'm just thinking ahead.
What would you have done if she said, no, dude, I'm not taking that?
She has a choice. I mean, I'm not a pill pusher, but... You heard it. She said she wanted to take it. So there you go.
Dang.
You guys all coy about it now.
Yeah, I mean, it was shocking. Like, I don't know how other girls handle this or if they talk to you after you hand them a pill like this, but it just felt so inconsiderate and calculated. Like, I'm not opposed to the morning after pill, but just the way it was, like,
delivered.
It just felt like, I don't know, like, seeing that stash there, that this was just, like, something you do all the time. I don't know. It's just weird.
And correct me if I'm wrong. They're not cheap, right?
It's like $50, I think, something like
that. For pill? For real?
Well, I looked it up online, and it says that, like, the Plan B One Step, you can get it on Walgreens.com for $49.99.
Wow. Isn't it even, like, branded as, like, emergency?
Yeah, it does say that on there. It says emergency contraceptive.
Oh, man.
Reduces chance of pregnancy after unprotected sex.
Well, thank you for pointing out that it's generous that I pay for it.
That is... Especially if you have a whole stash. How often are you bringing women back to your place where you need, like, a stash?
I'm dating. Okay. I mean,
you're doing your thing. All right.
Is that the whole point of this?
Have you had, like, what is the general reaction? What reaction do you usually get from women?
I mean, I haven't gotten a lot of feedback on it.
Most of them just take the pill and say, hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, usually never
go.
See him again.
I was
going
to say the same thing. They probably just never talk to you again.
Well, now, I mean, this is helpful, but I'm not going to stop doing it.
Okay.
I think it's the tact is maybe what is off-putting about this.
Definitely. You know, like, I mean, I can understand why he would want to use them, but that's usually something you would talk about. Like, hey, how would you feel about doing this? You know, just to be extra careful. Like, it was just out of nowhere. Like, oh, here's your orange juice, and by the way, take this.
Yeah.
I literally did not know what to say and just got out of there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I get it.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
All right,
and
guys.
Orange juice isn't cheap either.
Oh, jeez, old Pete's, dude. Come on.
I'm serious, though. Y'all, everyone coming down on me about this.
I mean,
I'm just asking the questions.
This is
all new to me. I'm just asking.
Fear does crazy things to people. If he has busted through condoms in the past and gotten other women pregnant, I'm assuming you terminated those pregnancies because you said you don't need to be a father now. So I'm assuming you aren't already a father. I would guess that would freak you out a bit. And if this is the best solution that you've been able to come up with, okay. Maybe it's in the presentation that is an issue. Maybe before you sleep with women, you could say, hey, listen, I have superpower sperm. I just want you to know that even if we use a condom, there's a good shot I could knock you up here. But don't worry. I have morning after pills in the house, and I would like for you to take one before you leave. If you're okay with that,
better?
We can proceed. If you're not, maybe you should head on home.
Boy, I really want to have sex with you right now.
But if we're going to be, you know,
after that conversation.
Well, you know what? She probably regrets having sex with him after the next morning.
That's why she didn't call him back.
Right.
That is a conversation that I'm sure probably should have taken place. And I would encourage communication.
Yes.
Like responsible communication like that. It's just, it's just not very romantic.
No, it's not. I get it.
Okay, it's
that little speech
also
is more birth
not very romantic.
The birth
like the next morning, like things were going great,
it's so
and that
true.
Just killed it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, are there with medication? I freak out about medications. Like, are there side effects?
There are side effects. It totally like messes with your cycle. And
oh yeah,
yeah. I mean, the thing is, okay, if this was just a hookup and that happened, fine. But like, if you're really interested in me and you wanted a relationship with me, that was not the way to end it. Like to just all of a sudden, oh, here's your orange juice in the morning after pill. Like, yeah, if it's just a hookup, fine. But if you're trying to find a relationship, I highly suggest, Craig, that you don't do that again.
Mm.
And maybe like work it in a little smoother, not just handing it over and letting the girl see your stash. It just feels gross.
Other than that moment, were you feeling like, hey, I could see him again, see where this goes?
Absolutely. But that was a moment that, like, can't be taken back. Like, even my girlfriends who I told after the date, they were like, wow, you dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Let us know when you meet the woman of your dreams and how it all went down. Genuinely, I'm not being a smartass. This is fascinating to me.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that too.
Craig, thank you for coming on Second Date Update. Even though you probably regret it at this point.
I know.
Yeah, I have more regrets than she does about our date. But listen, it's been working for me. What can I say?
All right.
Okay.
And Allie, thank you for taking the call. We appreciate the conversation. We learned something new today.
Yeah, thank you, you guys.
All right. If you need our help with the second date update, just send us an email, Jeff and Jen at WKRQ.com.
All right. Coming up next, your chance at $1,000. The 1K letter of the day is on next. First, check the roads. We got Tori here now with your latest Q102 traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.